I am most powerful as a musician and as a performer when I am performing at the moment, in the time that is real, in the real time, in the echt Zeit, in life time, living time, you know, the moment that is happening in front of you, that's the real time. I am really good at this time. I can play with it like a... I'm very spielerisch. I can play with this thing like an actor, like a juggler, like a magician with this time. I know how to stretch it and make it longer. I know how to change its energy. I know how to make it fast. I know how to slow it down. And I do this in real time with people giving me their attention in a performance, giving me their focus, people sitting and allowing me to play and manipulate the real time that they have and the real time that I have. And I have learned how to really make interesting things happen in this time, and also this is how I surprise myself. On the one side, I'm a control freak. I want to control everything that happens. On the other side, if you are a control freak, nothing new ever happens. So, how do you balance these two things if you want something new to happen? If you want to be surprised, you learn to work at the moment when you cannot control everything. When you try to push the button on your sampler, but your finger misses it because you're singing and you're looking in the other direction, and suddenly your loop is going much longer than you thought, and then you have to sing something new, and you sing something new, and it's really good, and you didn't expect it. And then you say, oh, good, that was really working. Let me try it again next time. And you try it next time, but it doesn't work so well because that surprise was necessary. It was a kick into your... Surprise is a kick into your perception. Surprise is an unexpected, tickle in time where something happens that stops your perception. So you need this. You need to be tickled or kicked in time if you want something new. And so I try to control, but I try to have new. So real-time performance for me is very important. When I made the piece here for Kunstradio, I made three performances. Basically, I did three pieces that were performances for me, where I sit down at my table, I say, turn on the computer, I'm going to play for 5 minutes and develop a musical piece that hopefully will have some interesting, uncontrolled information inside of it that will give us something new. So that's really important.